everyone, Michael Kerr here. You're listening to Humor at Work. Summer's here, so I've got some ideas for workplace fun in the summer sun. 10 ideas to up the fun factor in your workplace this summer. Number one, hold a family open house. Not just a barbecue or social event, but something that allows family members to see the inner workings of your workplace. Remember, the family is part of your employee support team. Winning over the hearts of employees' families can turn employees into raving loyal ambassadors. Number two, go on a field trip. Summer is the perfect time to take the team on a creative walkabout through a zoo or park. Use a walkabout as a chance to give employees a break, build teamwork, and spark creative ideas. Number three, set up an ice cream sundae bar every Friday afternoon. Number four, two words for you, stealth disco. Two more words for you, goofy fun. And yes, stealth disco is a thing. I've talked about it before here. Here's how it works. Someone videotapes an employee under the pretense of doing a survey or interview, while someone else sneakily disco dances in the background, unbeknownst to the person being recorded. Compile a collection, edit, and screen to uproarious laughter, especially if you get your senior managers involved in the dancing. Number five, hold a Ferris Bueller's Day Off contest. Have employees share what their ideal day of hooky would look like. A great way to generate some laughs while learning something about your teammates. Put names in a basket for a draw, and the winner gets to live whatever their Ferris Bueller's dream day is. Number six, ugliest, tackiest Hawaiian shirt day and or contest. Does it get more fun than that? I don't think so. Number seven, Fishbowl Fridays. Everyone's name goes into a fishbowl. Draw a name to see who gets let out of your fishbowl 1 hour early every Friday afternoon. Keep going until everyone's had an early catch and release. Number eight, Employee Appreciation Day. Summer is a great time to acknowledge employees with a special event. Number nine, community charity events. Summer is the ideal time to get out of the office and clean up a local park or give back to your community. Great team building, great marketing, and if you get folks out of the office for an afternoon, a great perk as well. Number 10, hold a team lemonade stand contest. Each week, a different team in your organization sets up and markets a lemonade stand. Proceeds go to your social fund, project, or charity of choice. The team that demonstrates the most creative approach to marketing, raises the most bucks, or has the best tasting lemonade wins the coveted Lemon Masters of the Universe trophy, which includes your company kicking in extra bucks for that team's charity of choice. And now my fun at work tip, a great meeting opener question to ask and a fabulous question for leaders to ask employees or customers on a regular basis. If you had a magic wand and could change one thing about our workplace or business, what would it be? Simple, fun, and effective. And the quote of the week from Carl Jung, there is no creativity without play. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, a scene on a sign recently in a store. I love this. I love these messages. Any unattended children will be towed away at owner's expense. Well, until next time, everyone, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success.